He's not saying like, like, we'll see, like it'll come to the point where it'll be present.
It will come to the point where?
It is in the present.
No, the whole point is that first he brings the law that shows that of Nazir, it shows that you have to not treat it as something that's in the future, you have to treat it as something in the present. And he says, from this it's understood that when it relates to Terech HaDosh, it should not be something that's in the category of the future, but it's something that's in the category of the present. That's the whole point. Not, oh, you should wish that someday. No, that's the whole point. This is drawing the parable that you have to treat it halakhically as if it's an actual present tense reality. That's the... Yeah, and listen, the point, obviously, those who want to avoid dealing with all the stuff that the Rebbe says in the Sichas, says, well, it was a nice wish. And unfortunately, the wish didn't come true. Okay, so you make it all a wish. It was all a wish, and the wish didn't happen. So now we can get on with real life, Golos, yes. We can keep hanging out in Golos. All right. It's what I know, right? It's where I was born. It's how I was raised. It's what I know. It's what's familiar. It's what's comfortable. Even the uncomfortableness of it is comfortable. It's the familiar uncomfortableness. I like the... it's fun to see dark and bleak and horrible. It's part of the fun. Being a Golos Jew, it cements your identity of who you are. Right? Many Jewish religious groups at different times felt that part of the way of cementing their followers' identity is by having a boogeyman. Right? Sometimes in order to cement people's identity, you have to make them all feel... sometimes it helps that there's something that we're all for, but sometimes it can be just as effective to something that we're all against. We need to have part of the Golos, survival of Judaism in Golos is when we know that what we're all against. We're all in this together against it. For a lot of people, that's what helps them survive. That's what helps them exist in Golos. It's part of the... It's so part of how we relate to being in Golos, how we relate to... surviving in Golos, the whole survival mode, right? It's like the guy, they had this big problem after the Vietnam War. What they did was, in the early years, they exempted almost all college students. So almost everybody who was, so you either had the volunteers, the regular people who volunteered for the army, well, you had the conscripts were almost all people with unskilled, low skills, low levels of education. And so many of them felt they got really good at war and they didn't have anything to look forward to go back home. They weren't particularly welcomed back home. So a lot of those early guys who with those early conscripts kept re-upping. They kept re-signing up again because this is what they got good at. And then when they did started throwing college students into the lottery, so then it was a point of pride, these illiterate, unskilled guys who, they were like training, teaching these clean-cut college kids how to survive in the jungle. And then the ones who lived through it and the war was over, they had nothing to come home to. So all of a sudden there became a huge market of mercenaries. All around, guys who their main skill was they were really good at fighting and killing and blowing things up, and that was their skill. So there were all these countries in Africa and all kinds of other places that were looking for people who knew what they were doing. So it was a huge market, and it was a big embarrassment for the United States that there was a whole market of mercenaries that were Vietnam vets and were looking for work. Why? What are they looking for work? Go home. You finally get to go home. You go home, start a family, get a job. Yeah. They got into that whole mode of survival, of to go home, you know, the ones who did go home, they had the post-trauma, they had the problems. The ones who didn't go home, stayed, they kept fighting, kept looking for the next fight. Who needs to be traumatized? And this is fun. They went to look for the next fight. They wanted to look for the. So I'm saying, there's a lot of people. You know, there's a lot of people in Golis that you know, we're looking for the next fight. We don't want to win. If you actually win and you have to go home as the winner, then what do you do? Right? Nobody wants to go home a winner. You're a fighter who wants to be a winner. What does a winner do? You go home and sit on your couch. I'm really good at that crawling in the jungle. At night and slitting throats silently. What am I going to sit on my couch and do what? And just go to my basement to play ping pong? I'm going to. That's not living. That's. Same. You have this idea. And Golis, this becomes so much a part of our identity, especially in the times when we're such a small minority. It's. This us against the world is much stronger. Even if it's not so much, you know, even if the physical threats are much smaller than they ever were, but the us against the world mentality in certain ways is much stronger because we're such a tiny minority. And sometimes our own relatives and our own friends look down on us. And sometimes, us against the world, it's hard to let go of that and say, there's no us against the world, it's all God, man. It's all God. Everybody just wants godliness. The guy wants godliness. They're all hungry for godliness. They're all thirsting for godliness. It's all God and godliness. There's no fight anymore. The fight is over. It's just give the people what they want. Give yourself what you really want. More godliness. That's all you want, man. You don't want anything else. It's just an illusion that you, the idea that anybody wants anything else. Even your own feelings that you think you might want something else. It's all an illusion. It's all God. Everybody's ready. You're ready. Everybody's ready. The world is ready. Everything, all they want is they want to hear the word of God. Just want to see God, know God. Connect to God. That's all everybody wants. That's all the world wants, all the world needs.